On March 3rd, Alberto Uc Ponce arrived at a San Francisco courthouse for his court date. Federal Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agents arrested Ponce, an undocumented immigrant who has lived in San Francisco for around 20 years. Ponce is now being held in a detention center in Bakersfield and is fighting his deportation. Emmy McLean, San Francisco deputy public defender and Ponce's lawyer, says Ponce should not have been arrested and have to face the threat of deportation for complying with court orders.
Alberto is a man who was trying to do everything that he could do to abide by the obligations of the court, and he's been punished by ICE for that. That's not a message that we as a community are going to support. He's currently fighting aggressively against his deportation, and we are going to defend him vigorously against any efforts to deport him. And we are convinced that a united community will be effective in defending his rights. But most importantly, a united community will be effective in making it known that ICE does not have a place in San Francisco.
Around 50 people gathered on the steps of the 850 Bryant Street Hall of Justice to condemn ICE's arrest of Ponce and the agency's habit of targeting and arresting undocumented immigrants when they show up at court. According to a report released by the American Civil Liberties Union in 2018, ICE agents have habitually arrested undocumented immigrants at courthouses around the country. Last year, Governor Gavin Newsom approved Assembly Bill 668, which forbids someone from being arrested for a civil matter, like immigration, while they are at criminal court. But that hasn't stopped ICE from continuing to make arrests at California courthouses. The Santa Rosa Press-Democrat reports that ICE agents arrested several people last month at the Sonoma County Superior Court prior to their court appearances, which prevented them from appearing before judges in their cases. Renee Saucedo is with the Grayton Day Labor Center in Sonoma County and the North Bay Rapid Response Network, which mobilizes trained attorneys and local volunteers to give support to immigrants facing ICE arrests. Saucedo condemns ICE's arrests in Sonoma and says they violated state law and could be illegal.
They had no warrant to come in and conduct arrests.
ICE has argued that California's law doesn't supersede federal law. David Jennings, the field office director for ICE in San Francisco, said in a statement, quote, "Our officers will not have their hands tied by sanctuary rules when enforcing immigration laws to remove criminal aliens from our communities," end quote. Edwin Carmona Cruz is with the Free SF Coalition. The group advocates for protections for immigrants in San Francisco. Carmona Cruz says San Franciscans should fight back against ICE's arrests.
Our coalition is standing together to denounce ICE's failed attempts at intimidating our communities. We've seen these attacks before and we've defeated them time and time again. And so we're here again to let our communities know that we have and we continue to have a very robust and viable infrastructure of rapid response networks that are ready to stand in solidarity and side by side with individuals. This isn't just a San Francisco issue, this is a statewide issue, and that we're modeling a structure that we hope to be replicated across the nation.
According to CBS, San Francisco District Attorney Chesa Boudin condemned the ICE attack in San Francisco, saying, quote, "ICE actions in or near our courthouses deters people from accessing our justice system, making all of us less safe." Boudin also condemned the attacks in Sonoma County. Reporting from San Francisco for KPFA, I'm Kate Ida.